For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Friday morning. Ah, how does that sound? Friday. It's the beginning of the weekend, man. Time to just go, we got through the week just fine. God helped you. That's the way to live and move and have your being. Knowing that you're in Christ, Christ is in you. That's the message of the New Testament, isn't it? I in Christ, Christ in me. Wow, the mystery's now been revealed. I in Christ, Christ in me. That is so exciting. You know, my brothers and sisters, people will ask me often, how'd you get through that or how'd you do that? I'm going to tell you the truth. I've learned this. I learned it the hard way, but I finally got it. I just yield and surrender. I'm telling you now. You say, well, doesn't that, you know, aren't you keep saying you're more than a conqueror according to the scriptures? And, you know, we are. But I tell you what, I have that working knowledge of who Christ is and how he lives inside of me. And it gives me the needed peace going into something. You see? So when I say I surrender, I guess I'm saying I surrender all my expectations and what I am and saying, you've got to do things this way. I've learned the goodness of God and how phenomenal he is and how he's got my best interest at heart. And so I'll sense he'll stir me for something. My part will be to pray it through the best way I know how. And then after that, I say, you know what, God? I surrender this. You are God. Help me to get on your page with it. Help me to line myself up with you. And that's how I go through something, especially if it's like kind of a rough deal. I'm like, all right, God's strengthening me even now as I'm thinking about it. All right, God's strength is flowing through me like sap. You know what I mean? The vine and the branch. Flowing through to the branch, his strength, his wisdom. I got his thinking. I've got the mind of Christ on this. So then I lay low. I surrender it. And before I know it, I approach that situation. And then I'm all girded up. I'm all God in me minded. God, I'm heading it on, face on through Christ. It's changed my life. Changed my life. So yes, we're more than a conqueror. Yes, we are victorious because he won. That's our legacy. We win because he won. And in the same breath, I know you know how to rightly divide this. In the same breath, we say, you are God. And I thank you, God, for the victory. I thank you that you're working all things together for the good. Hope that's clear to some of you out there. But we've been talking about enemies of spiritual passion. And we've gone through several of these. I'll have these on the website. We talked about trying to obey duty and ritual more than just obeying God from the heart. And it's stopping your spiritual passion. You're all about the duty. And God's in there somewhere, but you can't even find him because you're wanting to make sure you get your brownie points with God. And it's religion. This can happen also. Look, I'm a student of the Word of God. I love the Bible. But if all I do is use that Bible to beat someone over the head and I'm making sure my point gets out and I'm all those, worried about, I don't know. I love Bible literacy and accuracy, yes, but if I'm all about that and not just pursuing Jesus of the Bible, something's wrong. It's an enemy of spiritual passion. This can happen also when you're trying to find your identity in Christ instead of just realizing my identity is in Christ. Christ in me, the hope of glory. And you're trying to get all your identity and, all the things you know and all the knowledge you know and just all that kind of stuff. More than just it's Christ in me. You follow what I'm saying? Those are enemies of your spiritual passion. Goes along with this one, a desire for honor in the sight of others rather than just having an audience of one. You see what I'm saying? It's all that takes away the passion of just being with God. And so instead of waking up in the morning saying, good morning, Lord, I can't wait to talk to you this morning. You're all worried about what Betty and Susie and Tommy thought of you yesterday, at 3:00. Forget it. If you don't like it, you know how you acted, you repent of it, and you get right back in with God. God, but this is what I do now. All right, my time is up. I've got more to go. We're going to continue it all next week. I'll give you sources to stir the spiritual passion in your life for God. God bless you. Thank you for joining me all week on A Future Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.